Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hello. Did I miss my own intro?
You did. How are you,
Sorry,
Mary Goulet?
Sorry, Wade's waving at me. Start talking.
What's up?
Well, welcome to Soulful Sunday. Hey, Steve, how you doing? And Richard, thanks for being here. And we're all on the clock, aren't we?
We are.
Well, I was just saying during the break that I'm finally not talking about it anymore. I'm actually doing it. Writing my new book.
Yay.
Very excited. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I've told people this before. If you want to write, record yourself speaking your content and then transcribe it. Well, what? I don't know. Maybe this app is a year old. I don't know. It takes time for them to rise to the top to be seen. But I used Rev, and it's a Red app in the App Store. It's free. And what I did is I would pull my segment up, just my radio show, because I'm like, you know what? I'm really talking about my book, Cultivate a Rich Interior, every show segment. Mm-hmm. And this is just a tool. But I would put this segment up on my computer, have the app on my phone, start them, walk out of the room, come back in 9 minutes, mm-hmm. email it to the people, and an hour later I have my transcript.
It's pretty cool.
It's like, because I started transcribing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm too slow. It's too much. I'm losing that funny mm-hmm. part of my delivery. Mm-hmm. But they kind of catch it in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, how to create creativity is one of my subchapters. And we all probably have experienced like getting hunches, getting ideas. But I truly believe that the best ideas that we get are the ones that drop in on us that we're not thinking up so hard to figure out. And I've known myself over decades would feel this little bit of discontentment inside and like this soul ache, like, what's my purpose? What is my what? What am I here to do? How do I begin it? I know there's something because I can feel it inside. Why are you looking at me like that, Richard?
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Didn't he look like furrowed brow?
No, I'm just listening. I listen to what you're saying.
Do you guys get what I'm saying, that ache inside that you're just like, I don't know how to satisfy that ache, but I know it's through a form of creativity, a form of my mm-hmm. authentic self expressing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. And it's amazing how we, and especially the entrepreneurial bunch, and there's three of us sitting around this table right now, and Wade, if he were to grab the microphone, would be the fourth. But it's interesting how we can go from being completely sort of uninspired and not having anything, you know, that really puts fire in our soul,
right,
to creating something where we feel so dang busy that there's not enough time in the day to do any of it. And it's like, how did I just manifest and create all of this work for myself where it's like, oh my God, like what did I tap into where this well has, you know, like literally exploded
so
with.
The work was created after you became, you had a creativity.
Some
dump.
Sort of spark.
Yeah.
Some sort of spark. And
but
then, yeah.
It's kind of a relief. Like when I figured this out, that I could go ahead and just have somebody else transcribe and very fast.
Yeah.
It felt so freeing that now I've already created the content on air.
Mm-hmm.
So now all I have to do is edit and piece it all together and format it. But I purposely did my shows to do that. But in the past, I felt so stuck. Like, where do I begin?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a clue. If we're feeling stuck trying to be creative, we know there's something in us, we don't know where to start. I think sometimes just either writing it out to get the flow going or talking it out and recording that conversation you're having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Richie.
I was just going to say it's movement in general, in my
opinion.
Exactly,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just movement. You got to move towards it. It goes back to the Mel Robbins a while back, negative, yeah. Like feel the fear and do it anyways, anything. It's like you you have a problem or an issue, and as you say, you state it once. But I've got to find the exact quote, but it's the coward dies a thousand deaths and the hero dies just one, something like that. And I think it's because the coward's playing the fight in their head over and over and over again before they even do it. And then they die, they'll find their final battle, whereas the
hero,
was
right. Oh,
yeah. And it's so, I mean, in general, sometimes you don't, creating just comes out of movement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think in the past, I used to go for a run and get some inspiration. By the time I got back, I was like, oh, that's a great idea. I've got this thought.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm a very mental person. Like, I can just lock down on figuring things out and mm-hmm. turning the Rubik's Cube. I think there's a time and place for that.
For sure.
But not in creating.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. What color is your parachute, right? The age-old book that talks about vocation and what you should or shouldn't be doing and give you ideas and tap into some of that creativity. It didn't really help me, which is actually why I wrote What Is Your What? One of the reasons why. But there are some interesting things to it. You know, one of those, like, you go to a party and there's four different conversations going on in different corners of the room, and one conversation is about business, and one conversation is about Anchor. We know which one Rich goes to. And one conversation is about, you know, spirituality, and one conversation is, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you had your choice of going to one of those conversations, which conversation would you go to, right? So it's those sort of things where you can begin tapping into, if you're just absolutely clueless in terms of what it is that might actually put some fire in you and how you're naturally wired to excel, is using the terminology that I use, that's a good start, right? To start thinking about some of those conversations and what do you find yourself talking about all the time, right? And when the, like, even going through the television, when there's 50 million entertainment options, some are more entertaining than others, but when you're going through the various channels, where do you stop? For me, you know, it's just like sports or poker or, you know, American Ninja Warrior. You know, it's like all these things that on the surface don't seem to have a common thread. But then it's like, oh, wait a minute. I guess I actually really am enamored with human potential and, you know, when people do surprising things, and the carpenter who makes his way through the American Ninja Warrior. It's like, you know, those are basically, right, Tony Robbins,
right.
Success is clues. So that would just be a way to maybe think about it.
Yeah, and I think for me, I recognize when I'm making myself stuck. And as to Richard's point, not approaching something with youthful energy like I used to. Because you get burned a little bit along the way. You get a couple of little etches in your self-esteem or confidence, and there are days when you're feeling like it takes maybe a little bit more effort to say, all right, I'm going for a run and I'm shaking off, you know, something that's stressing me out. Because it's really in my control to put myself in the position to be inspired, to get something to drop in, as like all of this content that I have here, I didn't think it up. Creativity is not a thought process. Creativity is a living being, soulful process.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling stuck, try to do anything you can to shake off. Like, I need to go back to tap dancing. I can't wait. My piano's coming next week.
Is it?
Yes.
Yay.
My mom's piano, the one I...
It's mommy's piano.
Yeah. So
wow.
She bought it in 1978 for my younger sister, but I was the one that took it over.
Yeah.
So my mom, I learned to play by listening to how my mom played. And then I knew how to read music, so I'm like, okay. Mm. And so I've had it shipped from Minnesota, and it's taken over 2 months.
Yeah. It's been a while.
To get here. And I have this open space in my room for it.
So it's here now, you said, did I miss?
It's here Wednesday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Did you get a local tuner?
Not yet. I'm going to have somebody come over and assess.
Yeah. No, it will.
It. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt it will
with
the move. But no, that's awesome.
But that's what made, and it was so interesting to have Pear Bristow in the studio about the singing and the freedom of singing and speaking and the timing of the piano coming in and kind of igniting that part of my life again.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I found a bunch of the original songbooks that my mom bought that I played. And I just brought them upstairs and I'm super excited. And I think it's really important to keep trying to find easiest is from our youth.
Yeah.
Things that we used to do and we enjoyed that made us stay in that youthful space and realize that we are creative beings and we have a lot of potential if we just live in that zone. We live mm-hmm. in that playful zone to be inspired.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope that just get out there and find something small to do.
Speaking of small, I just got a text. We all got a text from Kelly. She's going to play on your piano next week.
Yay!
And she said it'll sound like shit, just like Bear wants it to.
You have 10 minutes to sound like crap.
So we'll record it and let everyone hear 10 seconds of Kelly.
Yay, nice.
Kelly here next week.
You should have waited a couple seconds to tell you text that, Kelly.
No, that's awesome.
It is. Yay.
Yeah, Kelly will be in studio.
Yay!
On our next show.
She will.
And we'll have to make her grab the mic. Well, is she our full guest?
She is, but we're going to kick her out for the second hour.
No, we are not. Awesome. She gets
that's
to the say.
Only, the only
she
one.
Can only stay for the interview. You're out of here.
No, she's in for 2 hours. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out for Soulful Sunday. And before the next show, start cultivating a rich interior for yourself.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.